Do you think, like, so math in general, but those, do you think it's invented or discovered?
Oh, no. If I'm looking at a book, it's across my desk, so I dare not reach up to get it. Beauty, Memory, and Unity by Steve Bass. And he analyzes various classical buildings and looking at their proportions. And that golden section that I just mentioned to you, yeah, you can take that back. I think I may have sent some images to you showing the spiral and how it fits onto, yeah. That pops up more and more often in classical architecture. I think if you were to look at Arabic architecture, you would also see that same system of proportions come up. If you were to look at Asian architecture, Chinese, Japanese architecture, you'll see that come up. If you were to look at some of the archaeological sites that we see in our indigenous cultures, again, you see the very same series of proportions come up.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by this idea of
It's on
biblical.
Wikipedia.
So, I love the idea of sacred geometry. I've always been fascinated by, like, I've been watching a podcast by a guy called Lex Fridman, who does a lot of stuff. And he asked that question to somebody, and I thought it was such a neat thing because, in Masonically, I think one of the underlying ideas of Freemasonry is that there's an order to the universe. And that order is expressed via geometry, whether it's Pythagorean's theorem or the Fibonacci sequence. It's this idea that you can understand not just our world, but the whole universe through geometric principles. And that's an example of a orderly, and then some would say a moral universe. I had a guy from NASA on a little while ago with the Euclid mission to discuss that, because Euclid obviously is important for masonry and for science. I especially by the idea of, like, where these principles come from. Do they come from, the great architect creating a orderly universe, or are they kind of invented by man to explain what we
Well, I
see?
would say they come from the great architect inventing the universe.
That's my theory too. It's just such a neat
But then
question
I'm an
to.
architect, so I'm bound to say that,
Well, you're not the great architect, but I'm sure you're a great architect.
you
Great architect, small g, small a.
There we go.